One of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about, or especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
I think we've neglected this side of the room.
Is right. Oh, gosh.
All the way over here, yes.
It really is good to be me. It really is. Really is. It really is good to be me. It really is.
Fight the war, fuck the norm. lost. Shackled our minds when they're left on the cross. When ignorance reigns, life is lost. Lost, lost. Shackled our minds and you're left on the cross. When ignorance reigns, life is lost. The shackled our minds when they're bent on the cross. When ignorance reigns, life is lost. Lost. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm. Why stand on a silent platform? Fight the war. Fuck the norm.
Thomas Paine Podcast on a Tuesday. Hello, folks. How are you? We have, of course, a jam-packed show. And there's so much to tackle, and there's so many things happening, and there's so many things we'd like to analyze for you and help you try to cut through the bullshit. And so we're going to do that today. And we have, to meet that end, we have a number of videos that we will use to show you exactly how insane these people are. That you're up against, and you are up against people. There's no doubt about it. If you haven't figured that out yet, or if you are part of the cement heads today that are worried about who's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I see people tweeting about this and commenting about this on Facebook and things. They're worried about who's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You know what? You're going to be on the cover of Morons Illustrated when the shit hits the fan. You better hold on to that magazine. You might be using it for fuel or something else. This is why. This is exactly why we started Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app. And I don't really give two fucks if anybody ever joins again. We have to be honest with you. Hey, that's not good marketing. Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care, man. We got a good core group of smart people on there. So refreshing. Smart people. It really is. And if you want to jump in, knock yourself out. If not, hey, that's cool too, like I said. I'm getting wise. I'm getting smart from these people. I give some, I take some. What more can you ask for? We're trying to correct the mistakes of decades of being brainwashed on there. And I was on there today. It's unbelievable. But anyhow, my point is, smart people. Smart people understand that they can't fix this bitch. And so we have to circumnavigate the criminals. And that includes the idiots, the useful idiots who follow these people and listen to them. And are going to line up for the fourth and fifth and sixth shot and seventh shot. I mean, you can't help these people. And you know what? You're not going to be able to help these people because doctors can't even help these people because they're getting sick and they're dropping dead. And don't think it's a fucking big mystery that Gates and Fauci and all these criminals are lining up saying, if you're over 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, you really have to get your shots all the time. Yeah, because you want to wipe us the fuck out so you don't have to pay us Social Security. It's bankrupt. And ask the folks in the UK, their version of Social Security is gone. The government pissed it all away. So they're happy to wipe out older folks. Don't got to worry about Medicare. Don't got to worry about Medicaid. Yeah, you paid into this Ponzi scheme your whole life. And when it comes time for them to pay you, they want to kill you. No, I'll wait. You want to debate? There's no debate here. There's no fucking debate. The proof is in the pudding. It's like Al Gore. The debate is over. The debate is over. And I told you folks on here, we told you, and all the folks we have on here have been trying to tell you what's going to happen. They keep fucking pushing and pushing and pushing, taking your money away, taking everything you own away, taking your food away. What's going to happen? What could happen?
Oh, it's okay. We're worried about Sports Illustrated and we're worried about the Johnny Depp trial and Elon Musk.
They're going to put food on your table? Oh, you want to fucking see what's coming your way? Don't discount it. Let's go to the videotape. I'll show you. We put together a little montage for you. Montage from hell. This is in Sri Lanka. If you don't know where that is, get out a fucking map and look it up. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be in Sri Lanka. It could be in Jersey City. When you take people's food away from them and gasoline and money, and today's the last day, basically, of petrol, of fuel in Sri Lanka. And they're going after the rich and they're going after the elected officials. They're hunting them down like fucking animals in the street. You want a glimpse of your future? Let's go to the videotape. Not fucking around.
Protests continue amid curfew after a day of full violence. As Mahinda Rajapaksa's supporters clashed with protesters, military was called in and curfew imposed.
The situation only keeps getting more and more tense here.
Amid the unrest, the PM stepped down.
Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned from his post.
Weon was there to cover the unfolding drama, which peaked late evening as protesters torched two of the Prime Minister's residences and surrounded another one of his houses, forcing armed troops to evacuate the PM. From economic crisis to chaos and clashes, Weon reporting from the heart of the action in Sri Lanka.
Reporting from Gotaboga village, I'm Nasriya Dauda.
Sri Lanka in turmoil.
Plain and simple. I say that a lot. Plain and simple. I would stop focusing on stupid things if I were you. A lot of the folks on Payne.tv and a lot of the folks who listen to the Thomas Paine podcast have done that and are doing just that and getting serious about taking some action here to circumnavigate these idiots. The idiots in this country are no different from the idiots in other countries. They have a lack of leadership. They don't have the propensity to understand complex schemes. They're too trusting. They're afraid. They're motivated by fear. Their actions are motivated by fear. The leaders stand up and say, hey, we're not going to put up with this shit anymore. It's going down. Let's change tunes here. I want a little clamp down from the Clash. Working for the clamp down? Yeah. People say, well, when's it going to happen, Payne? When's it going to be action in the street? I don't fucking know. It's already happening. We've told you folks, this stuff is going on behind the scenes. Be glad that it's not happening right now in the United States, because that still gives you a window of opportunity to strike. Not another human being or not a politician. Strike out. Make preparations now for your family and yourself. I mean, it's fucking go time, man. It should already be go time. We're talking to people here who are on a different intellectual level. You have an opportunity to stick and move right now. If nothing happens, who cares? Then you made your preparations. They're there. That's half the battle. You make preparations, you're prepared. You make contingencies in case something happens. If that something never happens, you still made the preparations. You still have things set up. And you learned a lot in the process. And perhaps you meet new people. The people on Payne.tv, they're down with it, man. They are fucking down with it. It's unbelievable. When I say I don't care if people don't join up, I really don't. People say, you keep pumping Payne.tv. I'm pumping it because it's advantageous to folks. We charge $8 for entry. You think we make a killing on $8 a month? You know how much it costs to run this fucking thing? There's no killings being made here, folks. There's no killings being made, believe me. These folks get it. It's fantastic to witness and watch, and it keeps me motivated to keep turning the mic on and talking to people because I can see it in real action happening. And working on another hot wire, that's the top tier on Payne.tv. That'll be out as we prepare it in the next few days. It's been balls to the wall since they flipped this switch and the sitch. I already need a drink of water. Been talking all day. I'm surprised my voice still held up. When they flipped the switch on January 1st, 2022, it's been balls to the wall. I thought we'd get a break the first month or two. No. Maybe we'll slow things down in the summer. I don't think so. With the elections coming up, and then before you know it, 2024 elections and everything else. The temperature, if you're not paying attention, is increasing around you and in the country and in Sri Lanka. Now, the Young Bucks took that compilation of videos and they put some music to it. And we'll have that at the end of the show. Two versions. I won't tell you who the songs involved. If you're listening on the Thomas Paine podcast and you're not watching on Payne.tv, that's okay. You'll get some music. And for the folks on Payne.tv, you'll get some music and some visuals as well. So we're keeping it real. The Young Bucks are mixing it up, having a little bit of creative juices flowing today. So I said, go ahead, run with it. Have some fun. I don't know why Hawaii Five-0 is playing, but we'll go with it. What the hell? It's Tuesday. You'll notice in that video in Sri Lanka, one of the cats running, he's wearing like a beige shirt and a crowd's chasing him. One guy beats him over the head with a pot.
We can't fight back pain. We don't have a lot of guns, you know.
Guns? These guys are using sticks and pots and pans. And rattan sticks. Nobody has a gun over there. They have these politicians and rich people on the fucking run. That's the chief of police in Sri Lanka getting beaten over the head with a pot. You want some Hawaii 5-0? How about some Sri Lanka 5-0? The guy could do a cooking show, too, about how to get your head beat in with a pot and then cook dinner with it. You can't make it up. It's getting wild. Now we have similar uprisings breaking out in other parts of the world today. Iran. Other parts of Asia. Traditional Asia. There's so many little facets in Asia. There's so many little countries, etc. And it's spilling over as things get a little bit crazy. And now, of course, India has cut off weed exports. We talked about that yesterday on Pain.tv. And people say,
why do you talk about international stuff? I mean, we're here.
Oh, you don't think that has a... With the global economy and everything now, you don't think what happens in India affects us? It does. You don't think what happens in Russia affects us? In Ukraine, it does. And even if it doesn't, these idiots, these criminals who supposedly run the government, they'll make it. They'll make it affect us. They'll use it as an excuse, and they'll play on people's ignorance to do just that, and that's exactly what they've done. Speaking of ignorance, we have a new spokesperson for the White House. She's a real fucking winner. We'll get to that bitch a little bit. And she gets instant bitch status because she's a moron. Should I stay or should I go? That's a question for you. You better update those passports. You never know when it's time to roll. Now, quickly, we open up the show with a savage comment. Some would say, what the hell was that about? That was Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas just fucking beating up the media. Just a brutal takedown. I like when he says, it's great to be me. And, of course, he's been very outspoken in recent events with the literally with intimidation going on and sanctioned by the White House and sanctioned by the Justice Department and the FBI, where they actually allow these fucking lunatics to march up and down the street outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices. But you walk through the Capitol, a literal den of iniquity. You walk through that criminal fucking disaster, that headquarters of the criminal cabal, and you get thrown in jail. You walk down the street and harass Supreme Court justices is just fine. Figure that out. Yeah. There is no law and order in this country. I told you that. You best wake up and realize it. And so the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go, might be one you're questioning. I have already left mentally. People would say that.
Eldred is finally admitting that he's lost it.
No, not at all. Not that type of mentally. But we will talk about that. We have talked about and focused on that. Many folks have, of course. I see things differently now. I told folks on Hot Wire, I'll give you a little sneak preview. Not that you care, and I don't really care if you do. I'm reaching another gear where I care even less about what people think of what I say or what I do. And that's when I notice we really start to grow again, when I can speak a little bit more freely than normal. And I'll tell you what, Gates and Fauci, this falls under that category. You better fucking watch what's happening in Sri Lanka. Because if shit goes bad here, I don't give a fuck who you got protecting you. It's not going to work. It's not going to save you. Numbers matter out here. I've said that for a long time. And historically, when the numbers get too big and the mob descends on you, there's nowhere you can run or hide. Well, you can jet somewhere. Just don't fucking come back. Maybe you can go straight to hell. You're going to end up there anyhow. You work for the government. You work for the cabal. I swear to Christ. I know I'm jumping all around. I'm going about 1,000 miles an hour. So if I move on from one thing to another, I eventually circle back. It could take a day or two. And we have a lot of long-time listeners on here. You can be patient. Sometimes it takes a while for me to make a point, a couple days. Sometimes I harp on different points. When I hear the song Straight to Hell, I think about these folks who work for this criminal cabal. And when I worked for them, I came to the direct realization that these guys are fucked up. These guys are criminals. I'm working for criminals. I'm de facto a criminal. That's me saying it to myself. I'm a fucking criminal. I'm no better than these guys. And it's funny, people say, doesn't it bother you that they came after you and you're like a criminal? And I say, are you kidding me? I carry that like a badge of fucking honor. That this cabal of criminals would call me a criminal, that's a compliment. That's a compliment. I don't give two fucks what they say about me. They are some of the worst human beings that I've ever met. So who would give a shit what they say about me? Whatever label they put on me, that's fine. And I was stunned. I've said that on here before. You know I have. And I was stunned on Friday when we played a speech, a very rare speech from Randy Weaver of Ruby Ridge fame. And he said the same thing. And I said, oh. I had like a moment when I was listening. I said, oh, fucking wow. That's what I say. Of course, he said it before me. But I said, that's exactly how I feel. He didn't care either. He called it a badge of honor. That's what I call it. But Straight to Hell. See, I told you I'd get back to the point. You have a come to Jesus moment when you work for these guys. If you were raised right and you have at least a shred, maybe a thimble full of integrity that they haven't erased or depleted from your soul and your being. Perhaps you have some soul left. That's what I call a soul, right? And they take you to the edge a lot of times, and they take you to the ledge. We have a lot of guys that commit suicide in the FBI and law enforcement. They've seen a lot of things. They can't wrap their mind around how fucked up things are and that they work for a cabal. And who knows what goes through their minds? Talking to a buddy of mine on Mother's Day. It's really stunning. A federal agent, a DEA, went behind a barn after he went to church and everything with his family, young kids, and shot himself in the head.